Air raid sirens wailed across the country shortly after 10 a.m., alerting staff at 4,500 schools and kindergartens to rush students to bomb shelters and secured areas. At Yeshivat Netivot School in Jerusalem, students were evacuated to a safe place while police, ambulances, and fire trucks arrived soon after the alarm sounded. Chen Livni, commander of Jerusalem District in Home Front Command, says the exercise helps students prepare for rocket strikes.
They have about a minute and a half to do so, and we train them to do it in the right time and go to the right place. And also we train all the first responders how to reach to the school and what to do in the school in state of emergency. We do this exercise every year.
Compared with drills held in the past, this year's exercise has involved more participants. For the first time, a strong emphasis has been placed on the rapid movement of children from schools and the kindergartens to the nearest secured areas. And it has really helped students learn how to do everything effectively during rocket strikes.
We hear the sirens, we run in to the shelters, we stay there for something like 10 minutes, we come back outside, making sure everybody is safe, and that's basically what we can do, just doing what the principal tells us to do, just following orders, what they tell us to do.
Such drills are expected to be held regularly in all educational establishments in Israel to contend with the issues that may arise during emergencies. For CRI, I'm Zhang Shuangfeng.